Message number 75. Humility necessary to enter heaven. Friday, April 29, 2011 at 15:15. My dearly beloved daughter, humility is a lesson which all those who wish to enter my kingdom must learn. Humility declares your littleness in my eyes where you revere me, your Savior, the sons of God made man. Without it, pride gets in the way. That is of no use if you want to declare yourself fit for my kingdom. In today's world, humility is not acceptable in an era where assertiveness and a desire to succeed in bettering yourselves ahead of others is deemed an admirable trait. Those who do not exalt themselves or push ahead with confidence and arrogance in the world are ignored. Their trait of humility and generosity towards others is considered a weakness. They are not worth bothering about to be included in their company. Yet the opposite virtue to pride is the key to entering the kingdom of heaven. So what is considered to be a successful approach to developing the key to wealth and riches in this life is precisely the formula that will lead you to darkness after death. Humility, where you accept that you must serve your Maker and Creator first, is what is truly important. By declaring your nothingness, you proclaim the glory of God. Humility is a virtue which is not only precious in my eyes, but which is an important part of your spiritual development. It means placing others before yourself for the glory of God. Yet it is so easy to fall into a state of pride so quickly. Warning to chosen souls. Take those who have worked hard to develop their spiritual lives to please me. Then consider those fortunate souls who have been given gifts where through the power of the Holy Spirit act as visionaries in the world. Very often, having attained these graces, they subtly begin to consider themselves to be more special than their brothers or sisters. They boast of the gifts they possess. Then they become selective as to how they share these gifts. Their self-glory then affects their ability to impart the truth. What they have forgotten is that all the gifts they are given come from me. I love everyone. They are given these gifts to share. Just as I give these gifts to such chosen souls for the good of others, so too can I take them away. Self-glory prevents you from truly following my steps. Learn to be humble, patient, and devoid of pride. If you work towards humility, you will be given a special place in my heart. While I select certain people as chosen souls, they should consider this a gift. They must never think they are more important in my eyes because I love everyone. Yet I will reward good work once humility is shown to me and your brothers and sisters. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.